So they're a set of intrinsically parallel things. So remember, HPF, at least if we take the pure Fortran 90 syntax, is characterized by having explicit parallelism. And I would say that's a good idea. I believe explicit parallelism is gives you determinism in what you want and what you're going to. You ought to get. You're writing something, and I think if you can express the problem, as I said, if you can express the problem so the parallelism is transparent to either the compiler or the runtime system, that tells me that you've expressed the problem in a good fashion. And so I find that this concept of implicit parallelism is almost an admission of failure and sort of dangerous because you may or may not find the parallelism. So implicit parallelism is very good where the parallelism in the problem is obscure, it's very difficult to find, you just want to hope that the runtime finds whatever parallelism there is. And so that's sort of good when Netscape is downloading 6 GIFs and spawning a chat system and 5 applets are running. You know, some sort of complex, irregular, dynamic, functional parallelism, that should not be done explicitly. That's sort of, we'll handle that in whatever way it appears natural. But this is not the case for data parallel algorithms. Data parallel algorithms, the parallelism is transparent to the user in almost every case. And so I think one's goal should be to try to express it in a language where that parallelism is explicit. So I think the weakness of there in Fortran, in HPF, is not so if you compare HPF, say, with Fortran 77, the problem that many people would say that HPF has the problem that you have to make the parallelism explicit, whereas in Fortran 77 you can just write a bunch of do loops and hope the compiler does it. And I explained with a couple of examples why that's not so obvious whether it will or will not do it. So I would claim, I'm not certain I'm right here, but I'll claim it anyway, that we had the right idea when we chose Fortran 90. The problem was that it now appears that Fortran 90, in my opinion, will never get enough users to basically sweep the world. And it's not because Fortran 77 is better than Fortran 90. Fortran 90 is much better than Fortran 77. It's object-oriented, it's et cetera. The trouble is, the world's marched on. And I don't believe that people, the tired old faculty members will switch from Fortran 77 to Fortran 90. Existing codes will not get rewritten. Fortran 77 has a huge user base and a huge base of existing code, and I think Fortran 90 doesn't stand a chance of replacing Fortran 77 because of things like Java, which I think will preferably replace it. So that's sort of my problem. So the problem with HPF is that Fortran 90 has a small user base. Not that Fortran 90 is a bad language, it's an excellent language, I think. It's very focused on science and engineering, but that's okay. And it probably should have been done a little differently, but I don't think, my intuition is, just talking to people, I don't see a rush to Fortran 90. There's a few people, certainly it is used, and I think it's used for the correct reasons, it's a better language. But it's not used enough to to produce this momentum which will allow HPF to take off, because HPF really can't do anything unless you have Fortran 90 as the base. I don't think it can. Alright, so I've already mentioned that, well, where is basically the array version of if. For all and independent do, we need to discuss, because if you look at most interesting HPF programs, that for all statement is the dominant form of parallelism, because what you can do with basic array instructions and the intrinsics is not enough. But for all is good, because for all is an explicitly parallel construct. So for all is not. So it is consistent for me to dislike do loops and Fortran 77, but to like for all, because for all has the semantics which says, which is implicitly, which is explicitly parallel. It says, take all the everything on the right-hand side, store it away somewhere and never touch it, calculate all the left-hand side, and then stick them where they're meant to go, which may be an array variables which where you took right-hand sides from. And so for all is explicitly parallel. There's no possible interactions between the different do loop instances, sorry, different for all loop indices. And so it's a good syntax. So I see nothing wrong in using for all, because you can guarantee parallelism. It's actually quite difficult to compile for all, because there are lots of optimizations which you can do to make it more efficient, both in communication and also data storage. So it's very difficult to implement. It's actually much easier to implement array statements. But I think intellectually excellent construct.